Have you ever wondered what it takes to find unwavering joy and profound peace amidst the storms of life? The answer might surprise you. The sons of Korah, despite their tumultuous history, became the bearers of some of the most beautiful and enduring psalms of praise and adoration in the Bible. These songs, deeply rooted in their extraordinary journey from rebellion to redemption, echo with a powerful truth. True worship transforms the soul and bridges the chasm between despair and divine hope. Today, we'll explore the Psalms penned by these devoted worshippers, uncovering the treasures of faith and resilience that have inspired generations. Stay with us as we dive into the timeless melodies of the sons of Korah and discover how their profound words can ignite your spirit and deepen your walk with God. The story of the sons of Korah begins in the shadow of rebellion. Korah, a Levite, led a revolt against Moses and Aaron, challenging their God-given authority. This rebellion ended in a dramatic act of divine judgment, with Korah and his followers being swallowed by the earth, Numbers 16. However, the descendants of Korah did not share in his fate. Instead, they were preserved by God's mercy and went on to establish a legacy of worship that would resonate throughout the ages. These descendants, known as the Sons of Korah, became dedicated musicians and poets in the temple of God. They transformed their inherited stigma into a profound testament of grace and redemption. Through their psalms, they offered a unique perspective on worship, one deeply ingrained with gratitude for God's mercy and a profound understanding of His holiness. Their legacy reminds us that no matter our past, God can rewrite our story and use us for His glory. One of the most compelling aspects of the Psalms attributed to the sons of Korah is their heartfelt expression of worship. Psalm 42 opens with a vivid metaphor. As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my God. This longing for God, portrayed so vividly, resonates deeply with anyone who has ever felt a desperate need for the divine. It's a cry from the depths of the soul, seeking solace and satisfaction in the presence of God. These psalms teach us that worship is not merely about ritual or song, but a deep, personal connection with the Creator. It's about yearning for His presence, acknowledging our dependence on Him, and finding our true satisfaction in His love and faithfulness. The sons of Korah capture this essence beautifully, inviting us to join them in their passionate pursuit of God. The sons of Korah knew suffering. Their lineage was marked by the severe judgment of God, and yet their psalms are filled with exuberant praise and unwavering trust in God's goodness. Psalm 46 declares, "God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea." This confidence in God's protection and provision, even in the face of overwhelming adversity, is a recurring theme in their psalms. They invite us to find joy and peace, not in the absence of trials, but in the assurance of God's presence with us through them. Their songs remind us that our circumstances do not define us. Our faith in God does. It's a powerful testament to the transformative power of worship. The Psalms of the Sons of Korah are also rich with declarations of God's majesty and power. Psalm 47 exclaims, "Clap your hands, all you nations. Shout to God with cries of joy, for the Lord Most High is awesome, the great King over all the earth." This call to universal praise underscores the greatness of God and His sovereignty over all creation. Such proclamations serve to elevate our view of God, reminding us that He is not just a personal Savior, but the King of all kings. Their worship is marked by a profound reverence and awe for God's majesty, urging us to lift our eyes from our immediate concerns and behold the grandeur of the Almighty. This shift in perspective can radically transform our approach to worship and life. Trusting in God is a central theme in the Psalms of the Sons of Korah. Psalm 62 is a poignant example. Truly my soul finds rest in God. My salvation comes from Him. Truly He is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be shaken. This psalm, like many others, encourages us to place our trust entirely in God, finding rest and security in His unchanging nature. In a world filled with uncertainty and shifting sands, these ancient songs offer a firm foundation. They remind us that God is our rock and fortress, unmovable and steadfast. This trust is not passive but active, calling us to continually place our faith in God's promises and character. The Sons of Korah challenge us to live out this trust daily, especially in times of difficulty. Holiness is another significant theme in the Psalms of the Sons of Korah. Psalm 84, often called the Pearl of the Psalms, expresses a deep longing for the courts of the Lord. How lovely is your dwelling place, Lord Almighty! My soul yearns, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. This psalm highlights the beauty and desirability of God's presence, portraying it as a place of supreme joy and satisfaction. It's a reminder that holiness isn't just about moral purity, but about being set apart for a relationship with God. Their yearning for God's presence reflects a heart wholly devoted to Him, urging us to seek and cherish our time with the Lord above all else. The theme of redemption is powerfully woven into the narrative of the Sons of Korah. Their very existence as worship leaders in the temple is a testament to God's redemptive power. Despite their ancestors' rebellion, they were not only spared, but elevated to positions of honor. This transformation is echoed in their psalms, which often speak of God's deliverance and restoration. Psalm 85 beautifully illustrates this. You, Lord, showed favor to your land. You restored the fortunes of Jacob. You forgave the iniquity of your people and covered all their sins. These words remind us that no matter our past mistakes, God's grace is sufficient to restore and renew us. Their songs of redemption invite us to experience the fullness of God's forgiveness and the joy of being made new in Him. The Sons of Korah also wrote about the hope of eternal life with God. Psalm 49, a wisdom psalm, contrasts the fleeting nature of earthly wealth and achievements with the eternal hope found in God. But God will redeem me from the realm of the dead. He will surely take me to Himself. This assurance of life beyond the grave provides a powerful perspective on the temporal struggles and triumphs of life. Their hope in eternal life is a cornerstone of their faith, offering comfort and encouragement to believers. It reminds us that our ultimate destination is not defined by this world, but by our relationship with God. This eternal perspective can radically transform how we live, shifting our focus from temporary concerns to everlasting promises. As we conclude this exploration of the Psalms of the Sons of Korah, we are left with a profound sense of awe and inspiration. Their journey from the shadows of rebellion to the heights of worship demonstrates the transformative power of God's grace. Their Psalms, rich with themes of praise, trust, holiness, redemption, and eternal hope, continue to resonate with believers today. We invite you to reflect on these timeless truths and consider how they can deepen your own walk with God. How can the unwavering faith and passionate worship of the sons of Korah inspire you in your daily life? Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. And if you haven't already, subscribe to Bible Glow for more inspiring content that illuminates the beauty and depth of God's Word. Let us journey together, growing in faith and worship, as we seek to honor and glorify our Lord in all we do. Thank you for joining us today. May the Psalms of the Sons of Korah continue to inspire your heart and draw you closer to the heart of God.